Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did.
Good morning and welcome. It is Truth Rising Tuesday. My name is Esme and I am the fellowship lead with Truth Rising. I am so glad that you are listening and I am super, super excited to be sharing the word of God and catching up with you today. Before we get started, I want you to imagine that we are having a nice warm cup of coffee or tea or a latte at your favorite coffee shop. And we are just sitting across from each other talking about practical ways to live a Christian life as a mom, a sister, a wife, or whatever role you have in your family. If you didn't listen to last week's podcast, that was part one of a two-part message on how to build your house like a wise woman. So if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to it. In part one, I talked all about how a wise woman builds up her house by encouraging and building up her family with words. Today, I want to talk to you about how a wise woman builds up her home by praying. Yes, we're talking about prayer today, ladies. So super excited about this. All of this is based on Proverbs 14:1, one of my most favorite Bible verses. And I'm going to be sharing the Passion Translation, which reads like this. Every wise woman encourages and builds up her family, but a foolish woman over time will tear it down by her own actions. Again, every wise woman encourages and builds up her family, but a foolish woman over time will tear it down by her own actions. So, so good. So let's talk about this. How can you build up and encourage your family with prayer? Well, let me just come out and say it. I'm just going to shoot it straight and say that in order to encourage your family with prayer, you have got to be a woman who prays. I mean, seriously, if you are not praying, how can you tell your family or teach your family to pray? Listen, I know that when I say teach someone to pray, that can sound a little intimidating, but prayer doesn't have to be this long, elaborate kind of rehearsed speech that we say out loud. Prayer, it's simply a conversation. And us bringing our requests to God, the God who created the universe, the God who created you, the God who gave us Jesus, his son, to die for us. So praying shouldn't be this super difficult thing to do. And teaching our kids to pray can be something as simple as saying, thank you, God, for my mom and for my dad. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. Like, encourage your kids to pray for things that they are thankful for. Encourage them to pray for things that they're thinking. Maybe something that they worry about. And when your children share those things in prayer, then you as a parent will know how to encourage them and how to build them up. Because when you get to know what's in their little hearts, when you get to know what they worry about, whether they're little kids, whether they're teenagers or young adults, you will get to know your children better. You get to know what's in their hearts, and that makes you have more compassion, more grace, and more love for your children, which also, listen to this, makes you a better mom. It makes you a better parent. See, in my family, we always pray before our meals. Always. It doesn't matter if we're at home or if we're eating out. We always pray. And I have to say, you know, praying in public, praying at a restaurant is something that you have to get used to. For me and my family, because I know my kids, I know our dynamics. For us, it would be something like I would tell the one kid that was supposed to be praying, and I would go like, okay, ready, let's go. And then that kid would start to pray and, you know, say the little prayer, and that would be it. That's how I got started with my family praying out in public when we were at a restaurant, and that worked for us. And I would say that now my children are definitely more comfortable praying when we go out somewhere. Like it's just become second nature for them. They don't have to think about it. They just kind of do it. Now, when your kids pray, you know, don't be surprised by the things you will hear. You know, sometimes they will pray for funny things. They will say funny things, and it's all good. Encourage your kids to be honest and to just say what's in their hearts. You know, as a single mom, I have always wanted to make sure that my kids grow up being financially aware of where we are and just be financially smart for their future. So sometimes I wouldn't realize how they were thinking about our finances. But I remember one time being at Chick-fil-A with one of my kids, and my kids' prayer went something like, thank you, God, for my mom. And thank you, God, that she has money to bring me to Chick-fil-A and let me get a milkshake. You know, and I think he prayed for like his sister not to break her leg when wearing point shoes. And I think he prayed for our dog, too. I don't know. The point is that like parents, you know, don't be surprised by your kids' prayers. In fact, again, encourage them to be honest and to be real. And as you teach your children to pray, also pray for them. Pray out loud for them. Let them hear your prayers as a parent, as a mom. Let them hear you pray as a wife. Pray for their character as they grow and develop. Pray for their friends. Pray for the things that your kids are going to see and hear when they're not in your house. Pray that they will be wise and strong enough to say no when they're tempted to do something that it's not right. Pray as your kids go off to college. I can tell you that so much happens in the first semester alone that you need to be praying for your kids as they go off to college. Pray for their teachers. Pray as they become young adults, as they start to, you know, make friends somewhere else, as they go to a different church, as they meet someone and date someone. Pray for their future spouse. Pray for their future children. And certainly, moms, do not forget to pray for your children's future in-laws. I mean it seriously. I know I'm laughing, but I mean it. I pray for that. I pray that my future in-laws are going to be amazing people that are going to like me and love me, and that I'm just going to like them and love them just as much. So pray for your children and pray with your children. Now, praying and praying with and for your husband, what does that look like? Now, I want to tell you this, prayer and husband, those are two things that I want to put together. And I want to break this two into two different categories. I want to break that into praying for your husband and also praying with your husband. Because I think that you have to be doing both of those two things as a wife and as a mom. See, I feel like when we're single, we pray for a husband that has all these amazing qualities and godly character. And then when, you know, like when God gives you that husband, right? And you marry him, you stop praying. Wrong. Ladies, you have got to continue to pray for your husbands. If you pray for a husband who is kind and gentle and smart and wants a family and treats you well and loves you, and then God gives you that husband, you better keep praying that he doesn't change. In fact, you better be praying that he will get even better. I believe that the fact that you have a husband, it is so much more reason for you to be praying for him. Seriously, ladies, the husband that you prayed for, the husband that God gave you, do not stop praying for that husband. So now, praying with your husband, I really want to know, ladies, and I want to encourage you to drop in the comments how you ladies are praying with your husband. What do you do? How do you do it? Praying with your husband isn't something that I have experienced. However, I know that praying with your husband, just like praying with anyone else, is something that can make your relationship stronger. It's something that can give you an insight to what your husband is thinking, to what's in his heart, to what worries him, to what he's thankful for. And I think that as a wife, that can help you have more compassion, more love, and more gratitude for your husband. Because I think every time that you pray with someone, there's opportunity to get to know that person better. There's opportunity to get to just understand that person better. And I believe that the more you know someone and the more you understand them, the more you get to love them. It only makes sense that if you know someone and you understand them, you also love them. I can tell you a time when someone very dear to me came to me and said, can you pray for me now? And my response right there on the spot was, well, let's pray now. And normally that is not how I respond to people asking me to pray. But this one time I did, that was my response. And we prayed in that moment. And I can tell you that I experienced God move right then. And like minutes later, I know that this person felt it. And I know that it made a difference for this person. And I know that moments like this are the moments that make our relationships stronger. So you have got to be praying with and for your husband if you want your relationship to be stronger. I am currently reading this book with one of my married girlfriends, and this book is so, so good. It talks about praying with your spouse. And before I share this little part that I want to share with you guys today, I want to just explain this. When he talks about his two, this is based on the idea that God is his one, like his number one thing. And then his spouse is his number two thing, right? So I love that idea. Anyway, that's how it should be in your marriage. Anyway, God should be your number one and then your spouse your number two. Anyway, but this is so good. Listen to this. It says this: I believe with all my heart that our inability to pray together is a snare set by our enemy, Satan. He'd like nothing better than for none of us ever to seek God, not on our own, and certainly not with our two, which is your spouse. What better way to steal our marriages from us, kill our love for one another, and in the process, destroy our families? That is so, so, so good. Ladies, if you are not praying with your husband, that's probably the most dangerous and the most foolish thing that you are ever going to do. And I'm going to just say that one more time, that if you are not praying with your husband, that is the most dangerous and the most foolish thing that you are ever going to do. But what if you've never prayed with your husband? What if you don't know what to do? What if you don't know how to even get started? See, the way I see it is you can just start and pray or have a conversation. Tell your husband your desire to want to start praying as a couple. I mean, this is your husband, right? Like, you live with this person and you should be able to have a conversation about your desires and about the things that you want to do to make your marriage better. See, I asked one of my best friends and also very wise friend of mine. And this is what she said. I asked her the same question. And she said, listen, my husband and I pray out loud before one of us leaves the house. Before anybody drives away, we pray out loud. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is why she is so wise. Because this is so practical. And this is so easy. And you can do this every day, because at some point, one of you is going to go somewhere. Someone is going to leave the house at some point, right? So it gives you an opportunity to pray for each other as you leave your house, right? Another thing that she said was, what if you use your meal praying time to make it a little more intimate, to make it a little more personal? Until like praying gets a little easier. And ladies, I've said it before, and I believe that the more you do something, the easier it gets. So today, I really, really, with all of my heart, want to encourage you to make a change in your family, make a change in your day, in your life, and start to pray and start to build up your family by praying with them and for them. Ladies, we cannot afford not to pray for our families. We don't have that option. That would be like saying, we're just not going to feed them anymore. We can't do that. We can't. That is not an option for us. We have got to be praying for our families, for our husbands, for our children. I pray this podcast will bless you and encourage you to make changes in your life that are going to make your personal life better. Changes that are going to bring you closer to God, and changes that are going to make your marriage and your family stronger. Again, drop your questions in the comments. I want to hear your stories about how you and your husband pray for each other. And I also want to hear your stories about how your kids are praying as well. That's always, always awesome to hear kids praying. So I pray you have a great day and an amazing week. Until next time, bye. Here at Truth Rising, we believe in the power of prayer. And today, we want to pray a blessing over you and your family. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.